Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyuchyu, and Lili Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Shmuel, Maras Chanavas Gunamas Altachanavas Meir Zeb, Rufuas Chayachavas Vegavas Michal Yudis Basio, Schus Moshe Rabbi Peshtem Reisul Moshe Mordechai. And this shiur is based on the mimer given by Yonatan David Shlita in honor of the yortzeit of the Rosh Hashiva or Foot Nuzatzal, Tavshin Pei Beis, and in honor of Chanukah. We find the Chiddush in the event of Chanukah. Usually the Kohanim are in the base of Mikdash and they don't go out to war here. The Kohanim went out to war against Malchai Yavin, like we say in Davening, Al Yidei Kohanecha HaKadoshim. So the Kohanim here are going out to war. So let's start with the Lashon of the Rambam. When he's mamed this story of the Moed of Chanukah, the Rambam writes, V'vayisheni kishamochu Malchai Yavin gazru gzeros al Yisrael. And V'vayisheni, when the Malchai Yavin were ruling, they made decrees on the Jewish people. The Rambam is not coming to tell us Stam history when this happened. So what's he telling us? B'vayis sheni kishemochu malcha yavin gzeirois. Rambam hizkir shamod balacha gimul b'nizet kinu chachamim shebo sador shishmoin asyam me'el shetchilas b'chofei b'kislev me'simcha b'halal. Maligim nemeres ber val pischei abatim. Rambam kukutz v'adlakas haneres ben mitzvah midivrei sofer mikodem. The Rambam explains the essence of Chanukah and the Din Hadlaka. And then afterwards he mentions the mitzvah midivrei sofer. First the Rambam says, 25th of Kislev, these Yemei Simcha and Hallel. And then you have a mitzvah Hadlakas Neiros, the mitzvah midivrei sofer. The end of Halacha Aleph, after the Rambam is mamid, the whole Ma'ora, the Rambam adds, Ve'amidu melech min ha-Kohanim, and they appointed a king from the Kohanim. V'chazer malchus li'Yisrael yetzer al-Masayim Shana. And kingship returned to the Jewish people for over 200 years. So it's mashma lehejim midivrei Rambam, shemasha midu melech min ha-kohanim, that is chelik me'etzem ha-yeshua shel Chanukah. Now the Ramban argued with the Rambam, and he has a different mahalach. It's a whole issue in and of itself, how the Rambam would deal with the kashas of the Ramban. The Ramban was not, felt that it was a bad thing that the Kohanim became kings. The Rambam seems to say it's a good thing. So we have to understand this emphasis on the Chazer Machos Hamidu Melech Me Kohanim V'Chazer Machos Yisrael Yisrael Masayim Shana. Ma'ad Gashah Zot Ma'ay Shaykhut L'Gaulah M'Galut Yavan. As B'Ptichat HaDvarim Nachzor V'Nazkir Devrei HaMaharal B'Sefer Nir Mitzvah Otot Seder Rabba Malchuyot Sheinu Meshuabadim Behem. מה עניינה של הגלות השלישית, גלות יוון? בסדר הגלויות של ישראל מוצאים לנו ארבע גלויות. גלות בבל, גלות פרס, גלות יוון וגלות אדום. אולם חלוקה זו, יש חלוקה בין השלושת הגלויות הראשונות לגלות האחרונה. There's a difference between the first three galiots and the fourth. The first three galiots, בבל, פרס ויוון, עומדות הן לעצמן. And they ended at Galus Yavan. Afterwards comes the Malchus Revius, which is Omedis La'atzma, the Suga Chel, the different category, the Maral, Ma'arich, L'Fareshu, L'Azbil, Gavar Zeh, V'Pnei She'Galut, Adom, Arehi Chazara, L'Shlosh Galiot, Shosht Galiot HaRishonot. Ha'inu, Shosht Galiot HaRishonot, Chitshu, Kol Echat, Mashu La'atzma. Each one of the first three Galios is V'chadei something. And the fourth Galus, it's a chazara on the first three. B'emet ha-malchut b'ma'otah sheyechet yel Yisrael. Malchus, in its essence, is shayech to the Jewish people, like we say, Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimloch. And therefore the Malchus, be'etzem nish'eret v'sheyechet v'Yisrael, and not to these arba malchiyot. But because of the gzeir of galus, Malchus was taken from the Jewish people, by the shlosh the malchiyot harishonot, who took Malchus mi'Yisrael, and even galus revi is galus edom, אף היא לקחה את המלכות מישראל ושיעבדו את ישראל. So Galus Revi is also Edom. They also took the Malchus from Israel. They were also Meshabi, the Jewish people. אכן זאת יש לנו להתבונן, כי הגם שכל אלו לקחו את המלכות מישראל, אבל השלושה הראשונות לא לקחו את המלכות ישר מישראל. The first three didn't take it directly from the Jewish people. Only Bavel took Malchus מישראל. Afterwards comes Paras and takes the Malchus from Bavel, and then comes Malchus Yavin and takes the Malchus from Paras. So the Malchus that was Shayeches Yisrael and was B'Malchus Yisrael was taken by Bavel, like it was at the Chorban, and then afterwards comes Paras, takes the Malchus, and then Yavan. It says the Navi in Chagai, Perek Bet Pasuk Vav, Kikor Amar Hashem Tzvakot Od Achat Me'at Hi, V'ani Mar'ish Et HaShemayim V'et Ha'aretz V'et Hayam V'et HaCharavah. Klomar, this Nevuah was said in the time of Malchus Paras. Al Zeh Omer Chagai Anavi B'Nevuah, Ki Tiyah Od Malchut Achat, Malchut Yavan, ואחר כך תהיה תשועה גדולה. וזו גלות גאולת חנוכה. בסוף מלכות יוון. גלות אדום היא מלכות אחרת, שהייתה הרבה אחרי כן. So we have this Nevuah being said at the time of Malchus Paras, and that Chagai says, there's going to be one more Malchus יוון, then there's going to be a תשועה גדולה, and that's חנוכה בסוף מלכות יוון. גלות אדום, is a different Malchus. That was a long afterwards. In other words, these first three Malchios are one Hemshech. Only the first one took a Malchus from Yisrael, and the second and the third took from each other. However, Edom chazra v'lakcha shuv et ha-Malchut mi-Yisrael, m'pnei sheni k'nizkar mi-lashon ha-Rambam, achrei galut Yavan, chazra Malchut li-Yisrael yeter mi-200 shana at churban bayit sheni. We also find in Chazal, that all one of these four Malchiyas are Merames to four Behemoth Tmeis that are enumerated in Parashas Shemini. And a Chazir is Edom. Why? Because it's Machzir Malchus Lisonot, the end of Malchus Edom. Malchus is going to come back to the Jewish people. And therefore it's called a Chazir Milashon Machzir, Shememenu Tavo Hachzarat HaMalchut Lisrael. Ve'al Tkufa Zo Ketuv Ba'Ovadia, ועלו מושיעים בהר ציון לשפוט את הר עיצב והייתה לשם המלוכה. הדבר זה מונח ומבואר גם בפסוק על יעקב אבינו וידו אוחזת ועקב עיסב. כוונה בזה שיעקב מחכה לעקבתא דמשיחא לעקב עיסב. In other words, the mahalach is that Edom is going to be machzi the malchus, Yaakov waits for the soul. S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L, of Esav. At the end, we're going to take the Malchus back from Esav. That's the remez that his hand is holding on to the Ba'akev Esav. The first three Galios, Bava, Paras, and Yavan, are the Yesodos of Galus Edom. Edom is Chazara al Kol HaShloshta Galiot B'yachad. Ma'anu shekol achat mi'amachuyot halalu, hi parat echad shel shlish echad mikol Mashiach HaKach B'edom. Each one is a third of what's going to happen afterwards in Edom. All three Rishonos, Becholet Nagdut Shalem Yisrael, Bechena, all three Rishonos, their opposition to the Jewish people, Suga Gzera, Hakol Kalul, Begalut Edom. Mekivan Shemein Kol Shlosht HaRishonot Kulot Begalut Edom, therefore, Bedafka, Beyitzia Me'agalut HaShlishit, which is Galus Yavan, Yesh Begula Zo Me'ein Mashiach Besof Galut Edom, when we get out of the Galus of Yavan, which is Keneged, that's the third one, that's Keneged, and the three are Keneged Edom, so this can be Me'ein, when we're Nigal from Yavan, it's Me'ein, it's similar to what's going to happen at the end of Galus Edom, since Galus Edom, it's a Ke'ein of the words, these three, B'Yitziyah Migalus Yavan, which is the last of these three, Ayan Yan She'yeh B'Sof HaYamim She'yavo Mashiach V'tiyah Gula Me'edom Me'ein Zeh Kvar Hayah B'Gulat Yavan. So what's going to happen at the end of days with Edom already happened with Yavan. Same idea, because again, Yavan finishes off three, and these three correspond to the fourth, to Edom. עכשיו נבין את הטעם שכתב הרמב״ם בתיאור הישועה, חזרה מלכות לישראל, מפני שבגאולה מיוון הייתה חזרת המלכות לישראל, והיה בזה מעין דמיון למה שיהיה לעתיד לבוא, בגאולה האחרונה, שתחזור המלכות לישראל, כדי שאפשר קצת לתום תאימה של מה שיהיה בגאולה מאדום, שהיא הכללה של כל גמל האלו. זאת אומרת, Rambam is emphasizing that Chazar Malchus Yisrael, that the Malchus came back because we were redeemed from Yavan. It's a me'ein, it's a dimyan of what's going to be lasid lavo when the Malchus is going to come back to Yisrael. So when we're tasting the Geula from Yavan, we're tasting a shtickel of lasid lavo. Milvad zot, anachem motzim gam, ki agmar shel galut Yavan haya yidei binyan Beit HaMikdash. V'u kmo she'a la'atid lavo b'gmar galut Edom. We find the gmar of Gulas Yavan was by binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that is, like it's going to be in the future, b'gmar Gulas Edom. Right, we dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, and that's what's going to be, b'gmar b'gulas Edom. ובאמת בין סוף גלות יוון עד הגלות של אדום היה הפסק ביניהם יותר מ-200 שנה, שרק אחרי כן התחילה גלות אדום. הרי לנו שהכל הוא מעין ודוגמה, so it's all a מעין. So there was a הפסק of 200 years, and then afterwards comes גלות אדום, and it's a מעין. In other words, the Geula that we have now, is we had it at Chanukah, is מעין what's going to be in the future. So we had the we got the Beis HaMikdash back, got our independence back, and we were safe and secure, and that's in the ein of Lassid Lavo, and then Galat Edom started. Kachu seder hanavua echti agalut vechti agula. Chav nedaber ktsat al galut Yavan, ubiikar meinyana shel geulat Yavan, v'gam al mitzvat ha'odaa shebal yadam b'chanukah, v'asher ha'od בגאולה מגלות יוון יש עבודה מסוימת בשל הודעה. Talking about Galus, Galus, Galus Yavan, Hoido. It says in the Gemara, שכאשר נגלו מגלות יוון, קבעום ועשאום ימים טובים בהלל והודעה. הלל והודעה, אלו הם הפסוקים של הלל שאומרים אנו בחנוכה. בראשונים כתוב, שכל פסוקי הלל, כך מובא ברש"י בסוכת הפלמ"ח, כל פסוקי הלל כפולים הם, מלבד סוף ההלל, שלא היה נצרך לכפילות. אבל חכמים ידעו שנזקק לכפילות, לכן אנחנו כופלים ואומרים פעמיים כל דבר, מאותך עד סוף הלל, או פסוקי הלל, are כפולים, are repeated. Besides the end, which isn't necessary. Rashi masbir al ma shekatuv ba mishnah makom shenagu lichpol yil yichpol. Makom shenagu lichpol et psukei halel yichpol. Adam hakorei et halel b'makom shenogim lichpol yaseh kemenagam. ויכפול גם הוא את אותם פסוקים. שם רש"י מסביר שיש מקומות שנהגו לכפול כל פסוק ופסוק שבהל. They used to double up the פסוקים, because they wanted to equate them to the פסוקים in the last parish of Hallel, which is Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, which are kufful. And Rashi explains how, Hodu Lashem is nechpol at the end of the Mizmor Pasuk Chof Tes, the Pasuk Yemar Hashem, Pasuk Beis, is doubled up in the פסוקים afterwards, פסוקים Gimel and Dalet, that also start Yom Runa. Pasuk min ha-meitzer karasika is nechbal at the end, anani b'merchav, nechbal b'soifoi, shegam sofa pasuk, anani b'merchav, mistayim b'shem ka, pasuk Hashem lilo ayra, nechbal b'pasuk la'acharav, so you have kfeilios in this parasha, say, so then we're kaifel, even when there's not kfeilos, we're also kaifel. We also double it up. Ayin sham b'devrei Rashi b'daf lamed chet. הבה נתבונן ונעניק בעיקר עניין אמירת הלל. ראשונה נתחיל מבורט ידוע שנזכר משמי של כמה גדולי עולם על הפסוק ואני בחסדך ותחתי יגל ליבי בישועתך אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי. As the beginning of the pasuk speaks about a person who has a ביטחון בישוע, he's already יגל ליבי. אבל משמע שבכדי להגיד שירה לא מספיק הביטחון בתשועה. שהתנאי להגיד שירה תלוי רק בישועה בפועה. מתי אשיר על השם? כי גמל עליי, only when I have the Yeshua. There's a big cash in this Yisod. We have an open pasuk at the Hillel, not like that. מהולה לקרא השם, ומן האויבי יבשע, רש"י מסביר, ביולים אקרא ואתפלל לפניו תמיד, זאת אומרת, אף לפני התשועה, אני מהללו מהולה לקרא השם. I'm already praising him before, because I know that I'm going to be saved from my enemies. הרי מפורש ברש"י, שאפילו בשעת קריאת התפילה של עת צרה, אף לפני הישועה, כאשר אני קורא על השם שיושיעני, הרי כבר עתה, כבר עכשיו, אני קורא הלל, מפני שאני בטוח כל כך שתהיה לי הישועה. It's not like that you sold, you're already praising Hashem beforehand. אז נברא לפרש ביור אחר בפסוק זה, so that we don't have a steward of the sword of any bachastach of attach the agil b'yishu asecha, that the Ashir Lashem ki gamal alai, that the Shira only comes, the Hal only comes after the Yeshua. ובהקדם לכך נראה יסוד אחד המבואר בדברי ראש הישיבה זצ"ל, פחד יצחק. בגמרא כתוב, הכופר בעבודה זרה כמוידה בכל התורה כולה. עבודה זרה שקולה כנגד כל התורה כולה. אז לכאורה יש לשאול, מה הכרח בכך שמי שכופר בעבודה זרה, הוא מודה בכל התורה? הרי שם הוא כופר בעבודה זרה. And he's not moida b'torah. How do you know this? Because he's koifer b'avoda zara. He's moida b'chol ha'torah. V'tzich lomar b'hefech. Sh'amodeh b'avoda zara, as hu kofer b'chol ha'torah kula. No, but chazal of lashon. Of if you're koifer b'avoda zara, you're moida b'chol ha'torah kula. And we have to understand what this means. Chen ha'kavana b'zeh, b'nei sh'lo medabrim al ha'metziut. Sh'im oseh kach v'kach, memela hu b'chlal kafar, avoda. Lo medabar al ha'metziut shel kofer b'avoda zara. שמילא תדע שהוא מודה בכל התורה. אם משום כך, לא היה צריך את האלימות הנלמד כאן. אלא מדובר בזה הוא על כוחות הנפש, והיינו על מציאות המדרגה המסוימת של האדם. So we're talking not about the Metzius, if you're Kaifer Babadazar, Mimeli, you're Moida Bacholat Arakula. But rather, we're talking about a person's Kaifas HaNefesh. We're talking about his Ruchniistika Madrega. Yisrael Ve'oraita Chadu. The Madrega of Yisrael and Orait is one Madrega. Yisrael Ve'amunah Bakadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. Kevan Shekeblu Alehem Lasot, Ma'ale Alehem Ki'ilu Asu. Achshav Al Zeh Nishna Lashon Bachazal, Vayelchu Ve'yasu B'nei Yisrael. It's as if they already did it. Yechtiv kilu asai. No, they hadn't yet done the carbon Pesach, but it's as if they did it. They were makabel upon themselves to do it. So why dafka the Jewish people have this maila of they were makabel upon themselves as if they already did it? El bnei Yisrael ve'orait achadu. Emela berega shekibel alav Yisrael shu kofer ba'avuda zara, harei memela mufi alav achadu shebedavar. In other words, God is one. We're one with the Jewish people. So the moment we're koyfer b'avodah zarah, the mela we have the chadu. Mala la b'kosev kilu asa. It's like now you've come together with Hashem. It's kechad ve'oto davar. B'nei Yisrael, medabrim al ha'madrega shel ha'davar, v'lechein Yisrael harei hu be'etzem chadu im ha'davar shekibel alav. Sh'harei Yisrael ve'oraita chadu. So that's our madrega. The madrega of the Jewish people is that we are one with the Torah, as the Zohar says. And therefore, if we want to be Mekayim, it's as if we already did it, because the Atzmius HaNefesh of the Jew is one with the Torah. And Memeila, it's Kemoide B'chol HaTorah Kula. In other words, the Atzmius of the Nefesh of the Jew wants to keep the Torah. And Mimela, the moment we're koifer b'avodah zarah, we're mamid ourselves in a situation that we're mischaber to the other side, to the Torah, to the good side. It's as if we already did it. It's as if we were moide b'chol ha'torah kula. Not that we necessarily were b'mitzias. That's our madrega, because now we put ourselves in a matzav of chadhu with the Torah, because that's our atzmius hanefesh. So all we have to do is deny b'avodah zarah, and then we, our atzmius hanefesh, Mimela, is mischaber to Oraisa. As mehai taima, hu ma shekatuv b'gemara b'inyan machshava shel adam. Machshava ra'a eina mitzterefet l'maaseh. מפני שדווקא מחשבה טובה שייחדנו עם ישראל בכוחה לצדוק. We have a good מחשבה, that's מצטרף to מייסה. But just a מחשבה raw, that's like we did it already. But a מחשבה raw isn't, because מחשבה raw is not us, and מחשבה טובה is. מחשבה raw זר, it's רחיק. So that's what the Rosh Hashiva explained in the Gemara Kofar of the Zohar Malei Lava Kosev, because we're going back to the matzav of Chadhu. We're being mamed ourselves in a matzav of Chadhu. Me'ata, ish lanu l'tbonen ולהעמיק בעניין ההלל. If we ask about the halal, we say, who's מתקן the halal? וממתי נתקן ההלל? שאנחנו אומרים, מצאנו את לשון הגמרא על ישראל שיהיו במדבר, וכי תעלה על דעתך שישראל נותנים ללוויהם ואינם אומרים הלל? בסך המצאתי הם בבייס. פשיטה של הגמרא is, כי מה שהיה הוא שבוודאי שישראל נטלו ארבעת המינים ואמרו הלל. לכן יש לנו להבין מה מקור לפשיטות. How does it matter the Gemara now? It's more so sure. Could it be that Jewish people were not a lulav and they weren't saying הלל? אז הפשיטות נובעת מהפסוק נשאיה מם כמו חפל עם זו יצרתי לי תהילתי יספרו. הכוונה בפסוק היא שעצם המהות של כלל ישראל שנכנס ביצירה שלהם הוא התהילתי יספרו, ומעלה התהילה הזאת, הרי היא חדה עמהם. ומכוח זה הבאה הפשיטות הזאת. אפשר ישראל נותנים לוויהם ואינם אומרים שירה? לא יכול להיות. Since our job is to praise God, so if we're going to be taking the Arba Minim, in memory of the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Midbar, Nisim of Sukkos, so of course we're going to be praising Hashem. So that's the Pshitus of the Gemara. Efshe Yisrael Notim Levein Veinim Amrim Shira, because the Pasuk says we're here to praise Hashem. Chen Motzim Anu B'chol Zeh Sheyesh Yikuv Echad, which is a tnai for the Sipur Shvach Hashemak. The word says, "Mitoch sheyodim v'akadosh baruch hu she'amitihu, lefikach lo kizvu bo." Since we know God is true, they didn't make God into a dishonest God. They didn't want to say something that wasn't true. If they didn't really believe it, they didn't want to say, because God's emes. So the tnai, la'agid halel, hu rak bizman sheshvachav shel hakadosh baruch hu gluyim lemata ba'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Golei Be'olam, then we can say the Shevach of Hashem. V'im ein oto Shevach v'giluyav begule be'olam, if the Shevach isn't clear in the world, that's Kizvu Bo. That's why it says in the Gemara, if you say Hal every day, or a person's a Machari, if he's a Magadi, if he's a blasphemer, he's a scorner, he's saying Halel. Why? Because it's not true. We don't have Nisim Guluyim every day. So that's a lie, that's a Kizvu Bo. It says, Hanoyder ve'es Tzara, we learn from Yankov Avinu. אשר הלך בדרך ונדר את נדרו, והידר יעקב נדר, אם יהיה אלוקים ימדי, בכל אשר תיתן לי, עשר עשרנו לך. He said, if I'm saved from this tzara, I'm going to bring to the base המקדש הקרבן תודה. ומזה נלמד למי שנמצא בעת צרה, נודר להביא תודה, שתהיה לו ישועה מהצרה. בפשטות היינו חושבים, כי דבר זה נראה כמו איזה פחיתות, שמפני שרוצה את הישועה, the reason is, since he wants this ישועה, he makes a nether to bring a toda. But that's only שטחייס. ועד הרב, ודווקא הוא הפך הדבר. הכוונה במה שלמד בחזר מיעקב אבינו, שנותרים בעת צרה, we learn from יעקב אבינו, to make a nether בעת צרה זה יסוד in עבודה. When a person has a matzav of צרה, he used to take advantage of the matzav to ask for Yeshua. In other words, a person's in an eighth tzara, he's asking for Yeshua. This means that for him the Eitzah to take him out of this Tzara is to be Mevakish Yeshua. And why does he want to be Mevakish this Yeshua? Because he wants to be Moiden Mahalel. There's a person has a Tshuka Neflah Ve'atzuma שרוצה להודות ולהלל. לכן פונה ואומר, כשתוציאני מהצרה שאני רוצה לצאת ממני, ממנה אביא כך וכך כדי להודות ולהלל. That's the idea of Noida Beis Tzara. You want to thank Hashem. You say, listen, Hashem, when you take me out of this Tzara, I'm going to be Moida and Mahalel. And therefore, that's why I'm going to bring this Neder. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. That's my way of thanking you. So it's not because of the tzara I make the neder, but it's lehefech. I'm taking advantage of the tzara in order to make the neder, in order that I should be moedim mahalo. It's not that I just want to get out. It's not a means for me to get out of the tzara. It's a means for me to be moedim mahalo. Praise Hashem, to thank Hashem. So a person's asking Hashem, Tein li et hatshuka neflah sheli lehodot ulehalel, v'lechein totzi'eni mi'atzara. I want this Yeshua so I can be Moide. So is Mefurish in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Hotzia mi mazger nafshi lehodot et shemecha. L'shon ha-pasuk lo nechtav hotzia mazger nafshi ve'odet shemecha. No. Lehodot, the reason I want to go out is in order lehodot. There's a difference, essentially, between somebody who says Pesukei Halel in Tehillim and somebody who says Pesukei Halel b'Toras Halel. And the person says, Ana Hashem Hoshia na, Rei she'amrat Tehillim mitparesht amira zo kebakasha, kreida. Unam, kshadam maskir bakasha zo shel Ana Hashem Hoshia na, betorat kriyat halel, ena kavana shebeemtza halel adam lefeta mevakesh Yeshua. Beemtza leinza makom mevakesh bakashot, ulet per Yeshua. Ela perush bevakasha shnuya betoch tfilat halel, ual der shebiyanu. Adam osek achshav behalel mevakesh teni et Yeshua, when a person says Tehillim, and he says Ana Hashem Hoshiana, it's a bakasha. When a person says Ana Hashem Hoshiana and Halel, it's not pitom asking for a Yeshua. Not pitom, you're saying Halel, and then you throw in that you want a Yeshua. No. You're saying Halel, you're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, send me Yeshua so I can praise you more. Ana Hashem Hoshiana, tell me Yeshua so I can praise you more. So now we understand. כי כאשר יש פתח להלל והודאה, הרי מציאות זו היא הזדמנות להגיע למעיין שבנפש היהודי. מפני שמעיין הנפש היהודי הוא שהוא מספר תהילתו יתברך. כנזכר בפסוק, עם זו יצרתי לי תהילתי יספר. היהוד is מספר תהילתו יתברך. That's what a Jew does. And there's an opening for Halel and Hodah. This is an opportunity for the Jewish soul to express what it really needs to express, which is the praise of Hashem. That's our creation. This nation I created to sing my praises. Pasuk Amzu Yatzarti li medabrim al yitzira shelahem. Lazen amar tilati yisaper, ubizman shemisaprim tilato, nifkashim im hayitzira shehayita bishvil zeh. מעכשיו נבין שהגילוי של אדם בישראל, עם זו כאן למטה, כפי איך שהם נראים למטה, הרי הוא נפגש עם עם זו, עם שורש הנפש, שורש היצירה שלהם. שהפסוק מדבר, עם זו יצרתי לי, יצרתי בתחילת היצירה, זאת אומרת, the mice למטה is meeting the כוונה בתחילת היצירה. עם זו, this nation that you see down here, יצרתי לי. Already at the beginning of their יצירה, they're going to connect to the purpose of their Yetzira. When? When what? When Tehillas Yisaperu. This nation that you see down here to connect to their purpose of creation, of Yetzarti Li, when they're Tehillas Yisaperu. And that's why we see in Pesuk Pasuk Al Halel Gufa, Lo HaMeitim Yehaleluka, Kavana SheKedei SheYamatzav Shel Tehillati Yisaperu, in order there should be a matzav of saying Hashem's praises, there has to be a meeting between a matzav Kafi Echshu Nimtza Kam Lemata, לכוונת היצירה כפי שהייתה בתחילה. There has to be a meeting point between what's now and our original purpose when we were created. And that's called Chaim. And if they don't come together, then he's mace. ממילא התוצאה, לא המתים יעלו כאן. Dead people can't praise Hashem. But when you're alive, that is the meeting point. This Am, it's alive and says Hashem's praises. That's fulfilling their purpose. בזמן שאדם מעלל את השם, הרי הוא מקיים ונמשך בין כוונתו בתחילת היצירה. שלם זה יצרתי לי לתהילתי יספרו. הפגישה והחיבור בין העליון והתחתון, בין השורש והענף למטה, זהו עיקר ההלל. This meeting between above and below, between the branches and the roots, that's the Iker Hallel. The Iker Hallel is a meeting between what we're doing down here when we're alive, we're praising Hashem, and in the source, why we were created. That's Chaim. What's Chaim? Chaim is a chibur between the Shorish HaNefesh and the Histaphus, the root of the soul with the body. Neshama comes from the Shorish HaChaim and meets the body. That's Chaim. So anytime you want to say Chaim, Chaim is a meeting point between the Shorish Elyon and the Shorish HaTachton. And if there's a hefsek, it's called Mace. Lo HaMace Mihaluka. When we're praising Hashem, that's the chibur between us down here and our source, because our source is in praising Hashem. Etzem hamila yahaluka, hu halel imka, praise with yud, yud and then a hey. In other words, halel, that's the pula that we're doing here, and yud and then a hey, it's a shoresh. The shoresh is meeting what we're doing down here, that's called haluka. You know, the yud and then a hey, the next world is yud, and this world is created with a hey, it's a chibur bein shnei olamos. Rashi evish kol psukei halel hem kfulim. עד שאפילו הפסוקים האחרונים מהעודך ואילך אינם כפלים, אז אנחנו כופלים. So Rashi explains, we said before, that פסוקי הלל are doubled up in פרקוף י"ח, and even when they're not, we double them up ourselves. מה מונח בעניין הזה שיהיה כפול? על מה ולמה זה בא? אולם הן הן הדברים. ושכל אלו הדברים הם באים באופן שכל העליון והתחתון נפגשים. כל זמן שאין את הפגישה הזאת, חסר בהלל. מהייתיים המוכרחת היא תפילת הלל לבוא בכפילות הזאת. מפני שהלל בלי הכפילות הזאת זה לא הלל. הכפילות הזאת מורה איך השורש הוא למעלה נפגש עם הענף ואיך שנמצא כאן למטה. That's the double. The doubling up of the hallel is because that's what praising is. Praising is a doubling up. It's the lamata being mischaber with lamala. There's a kfelut there. So also when we praise Hashem, that's expressed in the psukim that they're doubled up. Gdolei olam shamru shehalei alanu amrim rak basof kasher asad gdai le'olam. They say the name. It's most famous in the name of the Brisker Rav. We only say after the Yeshua, when there's a chibur between the shoresh and what we find lamata. That's the inyan of halel. השיר על השם ואין כי גמל עליי, דיינו שעיקר המונח בדברי אותם גדולי עולם, הוא שהלל הזקק להיות דווקא כאשר היה גילוי בפועל. Because every pasuk is more על החלק התחתון, as it is above, and then the kfelus is how it's miskayim down here at the branches, down below. And that's the klal, the mahalel, zakukul שיהיה לו ישועה. יתן אמת שיש לו ביטחון שעל זה נאמר ואני בחסרך בטחתי. And that's only good enough for the חלק העליון. He's בטוח בשם. But from חכם עד למייסה, לגדס הלל, אני את ישוע בפועל. מהביטחון עדיין לא אומרים הלל, רק מהצירוף של עליון עם תחתון. אני עם הישוע בפועל. That's why you need the ישוע בפועל, so there's a חיבור between עליון and תחתון. Which is the whole עניין of אמירס פסוקי הלל. שאלנו מהפסוק בתהילים מולה לקרא השם. No, you see them already מולה לקרא השם even before the Yeshua. כבר בשעת הקריאה, he's already saying hallel. So now it appear, שמה שכתוב בפסוק מולה לקרא השם, ומאויבי יבשע פירושו הוא בהפך. שהפסוק לא נכתב, מהלל אקרא השם, מהולל אקרא השם. במצב של מהולל בתפיעה, שאני נצרח לישועה כדי להגיד הלל, אני אקרא את השם. אני ספוג מהרצון הזה והתשוקה הזאת להגיד הלל. In other words, מהולל. I will have this desire to say הלל, and ממילא אקרא השם. It's not pshat that he's already praising Hashem before the Yeshua. It's pshat he's calling out to Hashem for the Yeshua because he's mehulal, because he wants to say hallel. He has a tshuka to say hallel. Because of that, my vayi vashel, because of that I'm going to be saved, because that's part of our, that's our purpose. It's taka to praise Hashem. V'chol ha'chaim yadu chatzel ve'alu Hashem chabem ed le'olam. טוב, ברוך השם, זכינו להרבה אורות, ויש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר. So please, Belina, stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flows. Rabbis Vigdalas Miteres Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening, but we really, it was incredible. And there's still a lot more very, very chashuv inyan. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, Sweet Spirit.